from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Four counties remain under a state of emergency today after suffering coastal damage from the tsunami: Santa Cruz, San Mateo, Humboldt, and Del Norte. Some experts estimate the damage could add up to around $50 million. It's easy to imagine when you look at a devastated port like the one in Crescent City near the Oregon border. Craig Miller reports.
On the morning after evacuation orders were lifted for Crescent City, even the circling gulls seemed alarmed by the carnage. By Sunday, the tally was in. At least $25 million in damage, 11 sunken boats, 47 still afloat but damaged, many piled up in one corner of the basin like abandoned tub toys.
We've got no place for our commercial fleet to tie up.
Rich Young is the harbor master here.
Our entire commercial fishing economy is gone at this point.
And yet many here count themselves extraordinarily lucky. Virtually all damage was confined to the harbor, unlike the legendary tsunami of 1964, which killed 11 people and left the city's business district in ruins. On Saturday, friends were helping Joni Baugh clean up debris that covered the jetty just outside her surf shop. Baugh managed to empty her small beachfront shop before the tsunami arrived, but the wave stopped just short of her front door.
At least the shop is still here. Does not look good, you know. I mean, it did come all the way up on the porch, you know, as you can see. So,
probably feeling some relief that the whole shop's not gone.
Yeah, if it was high tide when this happened, this wouldn't be here.
Because of Crescent City's history with tsunami, there was a smaller one that damaged the port just 3 years ago. People here don't trifle with it. There's a well-developed evacuation system in place, and when the sirens go off, most take them seriously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. When they say get out, we get out.
William Schrader was evacuated from his trailer park near the water. One man is presumed dead after he ventured too close and was swept out to sea.
The amount of power that comes out of that ocean is amazing. I've never seen anything move our rocks like this. Rocks don't float.
The Army Corps of Engineers has brought in equipment to clear debris, but a storm blew in over the weekend with 40-knot winds and high seas that brought cleanup efforts to a standstill.
Yeah, it's a mess. It looks like someone dropped a bomb in it, that's for sure.
Ivan Simpson is a deckhand on the 48-foot fishing boat Rogue. More than anywhere else, the economic bomb dropped by the tsunami made a direct hit on California's most productive seafood harbor.
We're all shut down, the whole fleet up here. Seems like it's going to be a while before we can even tie up in here and work out of this port or any other port around here.
Simpson says the tsunami also claimed thousands of dollars in crabbing gear that was in the ocean at the time and may be irretrievable.
There's, you know, 2 to 5 people on each boat. You figure you got 100 or 200 boats that are shut down. That's a lot of people out of work.
Officials say there's no way to know how long it will take to restore the harbor. They hope to once again be able to host a commercial fishing fleet by November of this year, in time for the next crab season. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller in Crescent City.